Good evening, I'm Mel DeYoung. Welcome to this month's Folk Show Roadshow. The world returns tomorrow at its regular time, and we join performance today at 9. Every month, we feature an artist or two recorded in central Pennsylvania, from hot new bands to legendary performers who stop by central Pennsylvania to play one of the many venues that present live music. Tonight, we stay close to our radio home with a concert recorded at the WPSU Studios in Innovation Park, just a mile down the road from Beaver Stadium. We take you back just a few months. It's November 19th, part of the Acoustic Brew Concert Series. Joe Crookston is on stage crafting songs and stories for that audience at that moment. You're invited to listen in and become part of a wider audience.
For my whole first set, I'll just sing this song for 47 and a half minutes, and then I'll walk off stage. Everybody here okay? I can't think of a better song to be singing than right this. Mercy Now. My father, he could use a little mercy now. The fruits of his labor fall and rot slowly on the ground. His work is almost over. It won't be long, he won't be around. I love my father, and he could use some mercy now. Yeah, I love my father, and he could use some mercy now. My brother, he could use a little mercy. He's a stranger to freedom. He's shackled to his fears and his doubts. And the pain that he lives in is almost more than living will allow. And I love my brother, and he could use some mercy now. Church in my country, they could use a little mercy now. As they sink into a poison pit, it's gonna take forever to climb out. And they carry the weight of the faithful as we follow them down. I love my church and country. They could use some mercy now. Yeah, I love my church and my country. They could use some mercy now. Not deserve it, we need it anyhow. We hang in the balance between hell and hallowed ground. Every single one of us some mercy now. Well, the crow said to bluebird, I've come to steal your crown. With all the fury by my side, I'll tear your kingdom down. I'll tear your kingdom down. And the bluebird said to the crow, my crown you'll never steal. When love and persistence the altar where I kneel, the altar where I kneel. And so it is, and I'll always be singing jubilee. And so it is, and I'll always be singing jubilee. Crow said to bluebird, you don't know a thing. Hopelessness is everywhere, and cynical is king. Cynical is king. And the bluebird said to the crow, I reject your wretched fear. My battered wings may fail me, but I'll always be. So it is, and I'll always be singing jubilee. You sing it with me. And so it is, and I'll always be singing said to bluebird, my wicked ways are true. I'll steal your golden glory crown, and I'll be the death of you. I'll be the death of you. And the bluebird said to the crow, I'm not afraid of thee. I'll fly beyond your shrouded cage, and I'll fly beyond the lonely, and I'll fly beyond the fear to the jubilee. And so it is, and I'll always be singing.
Well, I was dating my girlfriend, who then became my wife, Catherine. And we were living out in Seattle together. She was on the phone with her mama. Her mama lived down in Tennessee, in the Hollers of Tennessee. In this little valley there between two mountain peaks, and they had a little gravity-fed water system. And they got about 2 hours of sunlight a day down in the holler there. And Catherine called her Mama Annie, and she said, "Oh, yeah, I'm dating somebody. And, yeah, it's getting kind of serious. And, well, maybe, you know, who knows what, we might be getting married and all that." So her mama, I heard her say, there's this pause on the phone, and then I hear Catherine say, "Oh, yeah, he's pretty nice. He's a musician." And I hear this long, pregnant pause on the phone. And then I hear this long pause, and she, "Well, no, but he's the kind of musician that tries really hard." And then I guess her mama wanted to talk to me, so she handed me the phone, and I got on the phone with her. I'm like, "Hi," you know, and she's like, "Y'all a musician? I live down in Tennessee." She goes, "We love music. You bring your guitar and your fiddle down here. We're going to have us a Christmas Eve hoedown." Right. And so that's what we did. We flew down to Tennessee, and I took my guitar and my fiddle down there, and she invited about 25, 30 people over for Christmas Eve to have a big old hoedown. And there were friends there with banjos and mandolins and cloggers and moonshine. And it was like peach moonshine. That was the big deal, you know? And I was like, "Damn, this is awesome. This is not the Christmas Eve that I was used to." And so about midnight, I'm screeching on my fiddle. We're having a good old time. And people are dancing and singing and everything. And her mama comes out in the middle, and she quiets everybody down. She said, "Last summer I was up on the ridge back there. I was walking along behind the barn up there. And," she said, "I looked down. I see these two tails coming across like that. And sure shooting, a couple rattlesnakes were mating right there on the trail." And she said, "I just pulled out my gun and just kind of shot them dead right there." And I was like, "Yes, ma'am." And she said, "I got out my Barlow knife and I just cut off those tails. And I put the rattlesnake tails in my pocket, and I brought them in the house, and I put them in my sock drawer for a special occasion." And I'm like, "Is this the special occasion?" Turned out this was the special occasion. And so she goes back into the back, and she comes walking down the hallway with a rattlesnake tail between her fingers. She said, "Legend has it," and she said, "I believe it, that if you have a rattlesnake tail and you keep it with you and you travel with it, it'll keep the devil away. It'll keep the evil spirits at bay." And she said, "If y'all gonna be dating my daughter, you're gonna need yourself a rattlesnake tail." So I held my fiddle out like this, and she dropped it right down in the F hole of the fiddle, and she said, "Welcome to the family." Yeah. About that time, I was like, "I need some time to reconsider the offer." I also have a rattlesnake tail in my slide guitar. If you look down in there, you can hear it. You can hear it sizzle around in there, I'm trying to keep the devil away. It hasn't worked yet, but I'm trying. So I'm going to sing you a song on my slide guitar about the rattlesnake tail that's down in the hole of my slide guitar. Here we go. Yeah, how's that? All right, you hear me? All the way in the back? Don and Laura, you got it? Well, I met a girl from Orangeburg, and she was a queen. She's a little bit lovely and a little bit mean. She walked in a ruby dress,
across the floor with a graceful name. She said hi, and I said yes. She walked in the room in a ruby red. She's a little bit lovely and a little bit mean. She's an angel, a rattlesnake somewhere in between. The rarest bird that I'd ever seen. She's a little bit lovely and a little bit mean. Me to dance and I felt like a king. She told me that I was the sweetest thing. We walked to the meadow where the honeysuckle grows, where the jasmine blooms and the moonlight glows. We swam in the river without any clothes. We slept in the meadow where the honeysuckle grows. She's a little bit lovely and a little bit mean. She's an snake somewhere in between. The rarest bird that I'd ever seen. She's a little bit lovely. How's it go? Come on. And a little bit lovely. Sun rose like fire in the cool morning air, and I turned to my love, but she wasn't there. And I looked in the pines and along the fence rail, and I called out her name to no avail. On a rock in the grass where we slept by the trail was a ruby red dress and a rattlesnake tail. She's a little bit lovely and a little bit mean. She's an angel, a rattlesnake somewhere in between. The rarest bird that I'd ever seen. She's a little bit lovely. What's that? Come on. And a little bit mean. She's a little bit lovely and a little bit mean. She's an angel, a rattlesnake somewhere in between. Rarest bird that I'd ever seen. A little bit lovely and a little bit.
Crookston on the Folk Show Roadshow, a special monthly broadcast on WPSU. The World returns tomorrow at 7, and performance today is ahead.
I like you all.
Nine.
I'm going to stay here. I think what I decided during that is I'm going to do a set of music. I'm going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and do a second set of music. And I didn't talk to anybody at Acoustic Brew about this, but I think it's going to be fine, and we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back for a third set of music tonight. And then take a break. And we're going to come back and we're going to have a slumber party right here. Why? What are you going to do, right? What are you going to do? Go home and watch the news, right? I'm a songwriter. I make it up. That's what I do. That's what I do for a living, you know? And You know, is it a blue shirt or a red shirt, you know? Or was it Highway 9 or was it Highway 76? You know, it doesn't matter. I'm on a highway, right? So I just kind of like create because it rhymes, right? And but hopefully the truth, there's a truth in my song that even if I didn't quite make me tell all the facts perfectly, right? But there's a truth that I'm trying to convey. And so I just kind of make stuff up, right? It seems in the last year or so, I've been turning on the news. I turn on CNN or Fox News or whatever, and it's like, damn, everybody's a songwriter now. Doesn't matter if it's true. Doesn't matter what. They just say it, right? So I'm thinking that my new career, I'm going to make a career move. I have a little pivot in my career, which is going to be that from now on, every song that I ever sing is going to be 100% factually true and correct, and you can fact check it. And I decided that would be my sort of like, you know, that's my new unique brand, is that every song that I sing from here on out will be 100% factually true. So I wrote this one last week, and this is my first in the installment of perfectly true songs. Children on the playground, climbing up the trees, up and down the dirt pile and skinning up their knees, running from a shark attack and chasing rubber balls. Children lose their balance, then they fall. Children lose their balance, then they fall. Children lose their balance, then they fall. Lovers get together, they start out big and true. Late nights in the parking lot, get it on like lovers do. But then the words, they turn bitter, and love, it hits the wall. Lovers lose their balance, then they fall. Lovers lose their balance, then they fall. Big boys in the boardroom, suiting up in ties, chasing all the money down and bringing home the prize. Filling up the empty, chase it down with alcohol. Big boys lose their balance, then they fall. Big boys lose their balance, then they now the gates of the empire, all rickety with rust, as we're blinded by the glitter, as we crumble into dust, and we follow down the leaders, and we sleepwalk through it all. Empires lose their balance, then they fall. Empires lose their balance, then they fall. Empires lose their balance, then they fall.
You're listening to Joe Crookston on the Folk Show Roadshow, a special monthly broadcast on WPSU. This is a concert recorded November 19th, 2016 at the WPSU Studios in Innovation Park, State College.
You fact-checked it. All right. What do you think? I was down in North Carolina doing a concert. I was traveling with my daughter, Josie. This was about a year and a half ago, and I finished the show, and I got off stage, and this guy came over to me, and he was all like, he's like, oh, you're traveling with your daughter, huh? And you need to go take her. You need to take her to go see the Rum Girl. And I was like, that's creepy. So we left and we packed up and we went back to the little inn where we were staying. And in the morning, I got up and went down to the lobby to get some coffee or something like that. And I talked to the front desk woman. And she says, I said, what's this guy came up to me last night after the concert. And he said, you need to take your daughter to go see the Rum Girl. And I was like, what's the deal with the Rum Girl? She said, oh, the Rum Girl, you go down there about a block and you make a right. And she goes, there's a wrought iron gate right there, and there's a cemetery that's been there since 1742. And if you go all the way to the back of the cemetery, you'll see the Rum Girl back there. And I was like, so I went back up. I was like, Josie, there's something about the Rum Girl cemetery. You want to go? And she's like, let's go. So we walked down a block, we made a right, and we went into the wrought iron gate, and we went. It was a beautiful day with all the shadows and sun and the live oak trees with all the Spanish moss coming down. And we walked all the way to the back, and sure enough, a big old stone, and on the stone said, here lies the Rum Girl. And on the stone were just thousands of little stuffed animals and feathers and trinkets and baseball cards and baby clothes and just thousands of just covered in the and we're like, whoa, this is so cool. So Josie stood there, and I took a bunch of pictures of her. So then we're like, let's get out of here. This is creepy. So we started walking down the path back out, and I said, let's look at the phone and look at the pictures. And I got, and every photo that I took of her next to the stone was just a pure blank white square. And we're like, that's weird. So we like walked a little faster out the gate, you know. We got out the gate and we started walking down the sidewalk, and we took about 10 steps. And all of a sudden, out of the sky falls this little doll bonnet. This bonnet falls out of the sky, and we're looking around. And we're like, what the hell? Where did that come? So she bends down and picks it up. And then we start walking along, and then we were like kind of freaked out. We were like, ah! So we started running. We hung this little doll bonnet on a tree. I went back to the front desk woman. I said, what's the deal with this Rum Girl thing, you know? And she goes, well, the Beaufort, North Carolina, the Rum Girl lived here with her parents, and she died when she was 12 years old. And she said now, and she basically comes never out at night. She only comes out during the day. And that she, if a young adolescent girl comes to visit the Rum Girl, she'll play tricks on her. And we were like, I was like, Josie, get in the car. We're heading north. This is... I was like super freaked out, so was Josie. So we got in the car, we came all the way back to Ithaca, New York, where I live. And I've been thinking about that now for a year and a half. This Rum Girl thing. So I had to write a Rum Girl song, and I'm gonna play it for you right here. Here lies the Rum Girl, North Carolina home. Down below the twisted oak, beneath the chiseled stone, here lies the Rum Girl. Daddy was a shipping merchant, Mama's heart went numb when he sailed his girl across the sea and brought her home in a barrel of rum, in a barrel of rum. I know, right? It's a thin veil between the worlds. It's a thin veil between the worlds. And the Rum Girl knows you're here. Here lies the Rum Girl. You can leave a little souvenir and then walk down past the iron gate, and you'll know that she is here. She is here. Now she lives beyond the veil, and someday she'll slip right through. Down below the Spanish moss is where the rum girl comes to you. Here lies the rum girl. It's a thin veil between the worlds. It's a thin veil between the worlds. And the rum girl knows you're. Josie, get in the car. We're out of here. Honor of being invited to be the artist in residence at the Folk Alliance International Conference, and it's a conference that happens every year somewhere around the country in Canada, and it's a gathering of musicians and DJs and songwriters and industry people, presenters like Acoustic Brew. And what they do is everybody gathers for about a week, and there's about 5,000 of us, and we take over a hotel room. And the director called me and said, Joe, I'd like to ask you, would you like to be the artist in residence for this year's conference? I'm like, hell yes, I would like to do that. That's awesome. He said, what I'd like you to do is do a collaborative project. And I'd like you to work with the National World War I Museum in Kansas City. And asked if I'd work with the staff to create a piece of art based on some of the archives. We hear a lot about soldiers, but not so much about the women in the war. So I thought I'd find a story. And it didn't take me long to find a woman, Florence Hemphill, from Wilson County, Kansas. And she was a nurse, and she was based in France for 2 years. And so I was able to go through these archive letters that she wrote, hundreds of letters that she wrote when she was in France, and would send them back to her family in Wilson County, Kansas. And they were written on this blue soap paper with her cursive handwriting. And she was quite a writer. I was really drawn to her kind of feistiness and her spunk. And I found one photograph. There's only one photograph of her in existence. And I blew it up, and I made a painting based on her. And it was just kind of my way of saying, I want this woman's story to be known. I want her courage to be known. And otherwise, we're just going to forget about her. So I wrote the song. And then they asked me, would I come to Kansas City and present it with the keynote with Judy Collins? You know, no pressure, right? So that's what we did. And this is called The Letters of Florence Hemphill. Came back home to Wilson County in the gold Kansas plains, from the gutted hills of France in the cold muddy rain. And I still think about the sisters, the cigarettes and English tea, and the barbed wire and trenches, things we never thought we'd see. And in the rumbling battle noise, we took care of the boys so they wouldn't die alone. We could send them back home. When the midnight whistle blew, I donned my boots and my navy blue. But anyhow, it's all over now. Jimmy Clellan was a piper, brought him in from no man's land. I fed him the ripest berries, and I saved his one good hand. And that redhead with the photograph, his eye wrapped up his eyes. If he got home to West Virginia, I knew he'd never see his bride. And in the rumbling battle noise, we took care of the boy. So they wouldn't die alone. We could send them back home. When the midnight whistle blew, I donned my boots and my navy blue. But anyhow, that's all over now. And all the sleepless nights we spent, and all the letters came and went, and all the British girls and I. We lost some, but we tried. We lay down in the bracken fern to make it through. We had to learn about the broken and the torn, mending lives and staying warm. Coming home to the prairie gold with this story that I told. In the rumbling battle noise, we took care of the boys. Came back home to Wilson County in the gold Kansas plains, from the gutted hills of France, in the cold, muddy rain. I'm going to sing you one more song, and we're going to take a break. Can't have a good folk concert without a Supertramp song. This is the Logical Song by Supertramp. Any Supertramp fans here? Anybody? Yeah. Life was so wonderful, a miracle. Oh, it was beautiful, magical. And all the birds in the trees, well, they'd be singing so happily, joyfully, playfully watching. Then they showed me a world where I could be so dependable, clinical, intellectual, cynical. There are times when all the world's asleep and the questions run too deep.
I know it sounds absurd. Please tell me who I am. Calling you a radical, a liberal, fanatical criminal. Won't you sign up your name? We'd like to feel you're acceptable, presentable, respectable, a vegetable. There are times when all the questions run too deep for such a simple child. Won't you please, please tell me what we've learned? I know it sounds absurd. Please tell me who I am. I've forgotten who I am. Who I am. Hey, dreamer, where are you now and where did you go? Hey, dreamer.
All right, take a break. We'll see you back here in a second. 10 minutes or so, all right?
Thank you. Joe Crookston is temporarily leaving the stage, and the audience is heading to the Outreach Building lobby for baked goods, coffee, and conversation. But to get in as many songs as we can on this month's edition of the Folk Show Roadshow, we're compressing the break to just a few seconds.
Thank you all for not leaving. That's a good sign.
Trouble isn't easy, trouble brings doubt, fear comes in, and the joy goes out. If we can find hope in this room tonight, and the sorrow fades, we'll be alright. Change isn't easy, change is hard, fear comes in, it can tear you apart. We can find hope in this room tonight, and the sorrow fades, we'll be alright. Sing it with me, here we go. We can find hope in this room tonight, and the sorrow fades, we'll be alright. Can find hope in this room tonight, and the sorrow fades, we'll be all right.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you. live here from State College, Pennsylvania. And we're going to head east. And I am going to drive you in my little Dodge Dart, in my 1965 olive green Dodge Dart. All of us are going to load into it. And I don't actually own an olive green Dodge Dart, but in my mind I do. It's kind of it's one of those songwriter things, you know? And someday, maybe. I say we load in there and we head east. And we're going to go all the way to New York City. And we're going to head to the West Side Highway. We're going to drive south down the West Side Highway, all the way down to the tip of Manhattan. And we're going to go across the Brooklyn Bridge into Brooklyn to Fulton Street in Brooklyn. 1945, a man named Frank steps out of his limousine. He's a chauffeur, and he walks into the Fulton Street Diner to get some lunch. 1945. I was playing this song in Manhattan about 6 years ago. A different version of it, but there was a guy in the audience who was a filmmaker. His name is Bob, and about 2 years ago, I got a call from him. He said, "Joe, I heard your concert in Manhattan, told me which one," and he said, "I've been thinking about your song Brooklyn in July now for 4 years. He said, "I'm a filmmaker. I just finished a project that traveled around to a lot of film festivals and in Europe, and he said, "I'd like to start a new project, and I'd like to make a film based on one of your songs called Brooklyn in July." And I was like, "Hell yeah, that'd be awesome." And so we talked about the details of that. And for the last 2 years, he's been filming this summer, May, June, July, August, September. There's a diner in Brooklyn that they took over and made the set for this movie. And they've been filming all summer and into the fall. And it's going to be called Brooklyn in July. It should come out in the middle of 2017. And I rewrote this song. This is the slow, moody version of it, which will play under the credits as the credits roll at the end. Brooklyn in July. Cafe on Fulton Street. Frank parked the limousine and he went inside to eat. A black man in a brown suit, chauffeur between drives, ivy cap, working wage 1945. And the waitress, she ignored him. The cooks laughed and watched him wait. She served his food cold on a broken dinner plate. God knows it's cold outside, even in Brooklyn in July. God knows it's cold outside, even in Brooklyn in July. Frank, he'd seen it all his life. This time something snapped. He stood up, threw his chair, and he shattered the front window glass. And the cooks called the cops in. The cops took Frank away. The waitress said she didn't know why a man would act that way. God knows it's cold outside, even in Brooklyn in July. God knows it's cold outside, even in Brooklyn
and July. Limousine got towed away. Frank, they drove him west. The waitress called the insurance man, and the cooks cleaned up the mess. In a room alone, Frank never came home. How much can a good man take? And how far can a good man bend before a good man breaks? God knows cold outside, even in Brooklyn in July. God knows it's cold outside, even in Brooklyn, even in Ferguson, even in Charleston, even in Charlotte. Brooklyn in July, cafe on Fulton Street. Frank parked the limousine, he went inside to eat. A black man in a brown suit, chauffeur between drives. Ivy cap, working wage, 1945, 1995, 2000. God knows it's cold outside, even in Brooklyn in July.
I was thinking of my guitar here, and my mother was a songwriter, and my buddy Don Bedell's here, and I've known Don since freshman year in high school, and he was working on some Neil Young songs, and got to talking about music and guitar, and I went home to my mama, and I said, you know, I said, I want to learn how to play, you know, I want to learn E minor and D's. She taught me some chords, And when she passed away about 13 years ago, I got her old D18 Martin guitar in her will. She left it to me as like a thing, you know. And I thought, man, that's cool. It'll be my traveling guitar, my stage guitar. Her old D18 Martin guitar, made in 1976, keep me close to troubadour, you know, in the family. And so I put a pickup in. I took it to a show and I plugged it in, and it sounded like shit. It was one of the worst sounding guitars that I'd ever heard ever. 1976 was the worst year in Martin guitar history. So I put it back in the case and I put it in the closet. And about 6 months later, I thought, yeah, I'll give it another try. Maybe it wasn't, you know, the sound, it wasn't so great or whatever. Took it to the show, plugged in, crap. Worse than the other night before, you know. So this went on for about 7 or 8 years. I kept trying, thinking, I really want to use the sentimental guitar and the whole thing, you know. And finally, I was doing some recording in Pennsylvania, but over in Philadelphia with a guy named Jimmy Hefferman. He has a studio over there. And Jimmy Hefferman's a great pedal steel player. He plays slide guitar on a bunch of country records and dobro and that kind of thing. And he said, you know, you were talking about that old guitar, the D18 Martin. He said, you ought to turn it into a slide guitar. It might sound really cool that way. And I was like, well, I have no idea what you're talking about. How do you do that? He said, it's easy. It's really easy. You get a nut extender and a metal slide and some finger picks, and you raise up the strings to make a slide guitar like that.
This is WPSU State College and WPSX Kane, listener-supported public radio and outreach service of Penn State. You're listening to Joe Crookston on the Folk Show Roadshow, a special monthly broadcast on WPSU. The World returns tomorrow at 7, and performance today is ahead at 9.